Where we stay now is at my pastor's house, which is a 900 square foot house with 10 people. My name is Jessica Lamar. I am 32 years old. This is the living room. It's not very big. Two of the kids sleep in here, actually. The kitchen right here is actually fairly small, so three of them will eat in here at a time, and then the other ones will come in and eat. The garage out here is set up for my son. He actually has a nice little setup. My son takes his bed, goes into the living room at night, and during the daytime, he stays in here, plays his DS, draws. My oldest one has autism, so he definitely needs his break away from everybody. And then there's two bedrooms, one to the left. Four of the kids share together, including Gia and my youngest, 18-month-old. One nice little tiny bathroom for 10 people. my pastor's room, they also have four of their own children, you can call them, but there's four dogs that live with them in their room. The backyard is actually the getaway for the kids. This is where we send them when they're too loud or anything, because the backyard's twice the size of the house. The eviction was in 2014 in Sacramento. Just about every property management or place that rents on there, they clearly specify no evictions, 600 plus credit score. I've never had loans before or anything in my name, so they're pretty much, I have a zero credit score and then just one eviction on there, so it doesn't show that I have very much reliability. I'm just gonna keep on putting applications in, I guess, waste some application fees if that's the case. I've spent about $250 in application fees and either never heard anything back or got the answer that the eviction showed up, so they're not unable to rent to me. Life is definitely an obstacle now. It was an obstacle before being a single mom of seven, but being in my own house made life a little easier because it's structure, it's the kids have stability. They definitely show that this has been hard for them because they fight a lot. They don't have their own space. During the daytime, I keep on a good face for them because if they see me break down, they'll break down. But at nighttime, when they go to sleep, I have a friend I call and talk to. It's definitely stressful, but there's nobody else really to do it, so I don't really have a choice. I definitely think Sacramento needs a second chance rental program or something because I don't feel that I'm the only family here. I go downtown to Lowe's and Fishers, and I see a lot of families down there that are homeless because of other decisions, but I see a lot of them that are homeless because of the same reason I am. And it's just one little eviction stopping them where they had a bad time in their life. But I think that if people can prove their income and it's substantial income, that they should get a second chance.